This is Dr. Vijay Singh, colonoscopy peer of patient Randy Schaefer, and your patient was a person he called 5-7 for office, which came back to anesthesiologist, Dr. CRNAs, Glenn Hunter, and your patient. Patient Mario, your patient blood pressure, someone started up your patient colonoscopy in the charge for support effect, and your patient colonoscopy in some factor standard for the patient, particularly after the case to choose for the rectum. I presume I sent a call for a first time for a patient with some cecum. Coming out, I saw a flat polyp about 5 millimeter size polyp with splenic flexure, remove the heart force polyp flexure, and one first cell flexure bleeding coming out. I saw a few spare divers closed out, face cover rectum, rectal flexion internal hemorrhage, which grade 1, grade 2 internal hemorrhage. I saw like an anal rectal tag slash a wart noted right in the hemorrhoidal area. Scuba straight and rejection, did not see some of the personal patient on top of a class cap, secret number 2, adequate prep, number 3, a flat polyp, 5 millimeter size polyp, seen in splenic flexion, more than heart force polyp, so no post polyp flexion bleeding, number 4, scattered left side diverticulosis, number 5, in the anal rectal area, on the rectal flexion, it appeared to be like anal rectal tag versus wart, it was right in the hemorrhoidal area, so I didn't do the biopsy. Recommendation every for the polyp pathology. Polyp has been had a colonoscopy in 5 years. As a 7th colonoscopy, number 3. Recommendation to have a surgical consultation for both the removal of this anal rectal tag, ruining new plastics with same formality changes. Could this be a wart? Follow up to some patient. Please send the copy to Dr. Karmike, Dr. Wu Hu, and copy Dr. Padam Sethi. She was July 32nd and 22nd. July 22nd. 22nd. Thanks.